On Friday, the Department of Agriculture reported that total hogs and pigs inventory in the United States was 68.4 million head, a 2% jump from figures a year ago. That number is also the highest June 1st inventory since estimates began in 1964. Overall, the breeding inventory was just shy of 6 million head, the market hog inventory was 62.4 million head, and the pig crop was 30.3 million head, all year-over-year increases. While the report definitively shows that the industry has fully recovered from the 2014 disease outbreak that caused populations to plummet, economist Joe Kearns of Kearns & Associates in Ames, Iowa, says he can see some issues on the horizon with slaughter capacity.
The numbers that we are taking a look at right now is that we were just shy of 2.5 million head at our peak last year. If you just take these values at face, you're going to be approaching 2.6 million head kills. And guys, that's stuffing some sausage. We're going to have a difficult time doing that. Throw in a breakdown or a snowstorm in here, and suddenly we've got some problems, in my opinion. So I see a lot of red flags in this report. We've had a nice little boost in the futures market, courtesy of the fund money that's been rushing into the market lately, and hopefully producers have taken advantage of some of these higher prices and sloughed off some hedges.
Kern says the issues won't be evident immediately, but could show up in the new year.
And I'm very concerned about what this might mean for pork producers for the first quarter of 2017 and the fourth quarter of 2016 as we start to head to some packing capacity type of constraints here.
But don't count on a population reduction, says University of Missouri Professor Emeritus Ron Plain. He says there's still money to be made for producers.
Historically, it's been red ink that has sort of taken to put a stop to increased inventories, that or unexpected diseases like PED did in 2014. And normally there's quite a lag between when the red ink shows up and when we see cutbacks. And it's a very profitable summer, it looks like, for hog producers. So any cutback, in my view, from inventories is likely to be quite a ways down the road.
In addition to the quarterly hogs and pigs report, USDA also released the cattle on feed report, showing cattle and calves on feed is up 2% to 10.8 million head. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.